You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. Today, let's talk about some awareness, but let's let our launching point be an Apache awareness pop quiz. You ready? All right, close your books, put your calculators and your phones away. Here we go. We're going to begin with an Apache saying, "You cannot see what you do not see." All right, now let's remember that saying. We'll come back to it. All right, question number one. From where you sit right now or stand, which way is west? No apps, no nothing. Just answer the question, which way is west? Question two. What is today's prevailing wind? Does it differ from yesterday's? And if so, what does it predict for today? Question three. What was your loved one or loved ones wearing this morning as they walked out the door today? Got it? All right. Let's recall that Apache saying we had at the beginning. Yeah, you cannot see what you do not see. And we can also make sure you cannot recall what you never saw. Now, again, why the answers matter. Let's take it to, we can do this positive and negatively. Why do the answers matter? Number one, remember we called the question was from where you sit right now, which way is west? All right, I want you to imagine this scenario. You call 911 and they answer, what's your emergency? And you try to tell them, hey, I'm an Oakhurst here and I just saw a guy jerk a young girl into the back of a pickup truck and he just took off, man. 911 says, oh, Oakhurst, which way are they heading? And if you're going, I don't know, that place that sells falafel, I don't know, towards the interstate. 911 says, well, which interstate? You mean I-75 or I-40? Right. So you see what I mean? We want to be concise. We want to be succinct. We want to know where we are in the world so we can get things across in the worst case scenario. So the better scenario would be 911, go, what's your emergency? You go, hey, I'm on Oakhurst. Saw a guy jerk a young girl into a truck, take off. I'm on Oakhurst, and they're headed west. And there you go. They can get a patrol on that thing immediately. You know where you are at all times. Now, this is just west isn't only you're always being prepared. We're in the paranoid sense. It's just you start taking a bit of a pride when you have a nice directional a sense about things. I mean, we got that big old compass in the sky all the time, the sun. Guess where? It rises in a particular direction and sets in a particular direction. You can have your four cardinal points right there each and every day. The moon is also giving us some indication. The stars are giving us indication. The trees, the way they bloom and branch and reach for the sun are giving us indication. The way the flowers bloom, giving us an indication. The way the clouds move, giving us an indication. We've got compasses going on all the time. And so it just we don't really just have to have that awareness for the bad sorts of things in life. Once we start paying attention to these other things, we start seeing there's more loveliness to take in. Let's move on to question two. What is today's prevailing wind and how does it differ from yesterday's? And so what does it predict for today? And again, I want you to imagine this scenario because this actually happened just last week. We had it. I'm outside working with my new pup. Her name's Dosawana. We're working on her agility and her wood skill. She's coming along just fine. And I said to the missus, we're having gorgeous weather today. Wind's been a little southerly all morning up till about an hour ago. And starting to do a little bit of a gentle shift to the west. And then I notice it kicks back south again and then west again. So I know that we need to batten down outside furniture and gear because we may have some storms tonight. It's nice to know such things. And we experienced a hurricane, a tornado August 4th. And we had a great deal of devastation around here. We are still doing property cleanup around here. It doesn't mean you're going to stop tornadoes from coming through, but it's nice to have a good 24-hour signal in front of any kind of storm coming through so you can have an actual weather eye on what's going on. And also in the positive sense of things, you can also, having an eye on the weather, you can take a look at it and start knowing to be able to read the signs and know, hey, that picnic we got planned for tomorrow, you're wondering, is this going to work out? It's going to be great. I can also help you to plan where your campsite's going to be because you're going to go, wind's going to be this way. Whenever camping over here, we're going to pop to this side of the river. And you can know these sorts of things, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 24 hours in advance, and you start looking like, some big pathfinder or Sherlock Holmes of the wilderness. It's all really rather easy once you start putting some old-school scout craft on it. Again, that's still not the point of today. The point of today's thing is the Apache pop quiz is being alive and awake and paying attention to things. Last question, if you recall, was what were your loved ones wearing today as they walked out the door? And again, let's imagine a scenario. Let's take to the worst case. 911, what's your emergency? And you say, I think my daughter's missing. She's not come home. Was supposed to be here over 2 hours ago. 911 asks, how old is she? You say, well, I'm 7. And then they ask, what was she wearing? And you go, well, you get the picture. If we're not paying attention, we're not paying attention. Now, we want to be able to have this kind of information in mind. For example, what someone you presumably think the people in your household, I would assume, are some of the most important people in the world that you absolutely love them to pieces, whether that be spouses or children or anyone else you got around with you, and you love them, right? Worst case scenario, you want to be able to help out and be able to add to it. Here's what they're wearing. But also, if they're the most important things in the world, well, you know what they look like. You know what they're wearing. You're paying attention. So perhaps you can compliment them on it and see if it flatters them. Maybe you just, hell, you might have even dressed your own kid today. Some people do that and go, I can't even recall what I put on them. Just being alive and awake and aware of the circumstances. See, details matter even when we think they don't. In good times and bad, the familiar world around us is speaking to us. It's laying sign. It's emitting spore. And if we're walking through the world trying to treat this entire thing as if we're on a track of something, and a trailing game, trying to stay alive and survive, or just enjoying the wonderfulness in the world, you got to be alive and awake to it. Too often, we only turn up the sensory antenna and use what's called situational awareness in times of alert or possible concern. But let's consider that which pricks up our consciousness to attention, because we think, there might be something hinking you in here. Often, that's a little bit too little, too late. Tales and clues have been there singing their song as soon as you wake up in the morning, whether it's the clouds, it's someone's mood, what someone's wearing, the way your cat's whiskers are moving forward as opposed to back. There's always something going on, and everything has a sign and something about it. We too often turn off the familiar thinking that we know what we see every day, and we don't need to pay attention to it anymore. And again, we must consider the simple questions we asked in the pop quiz. And also, let's return to that Apache saying, which is, you cannot see what you do not see. Let's move on. Let's take a look at this. Actually, some words from an Apache himself. We're going to take this is from the linguistic anthropologist Keith Basso's book, Wisdom Sits in Places. This is a conversation he had with a CBQ Apache horseman named Dudley Patterson. Mr. Basso asked him, what is wisdom? And Patterson replies this, and it's a very thoughtful reply. Here it is. I'm going to quote it at length. Your life is like a trail. You must be watchful as you go. Wherever you go, there is some kind of danger waiting to happen. You must be able to see it before it happens. If your mind is not smooth, you will fail to see the danger. If you make your mind smooth, you will have a long life. Your trail will extend a long way. You will be prepared for danger wherever you go. You will see it in your mind before it happens. How will you walk along this trail of wisdom? Well, you must go to many places. You must look at them closely. You must remember all of them. Your relatives will talk to you about them. You must remember everything they tell you. You must think about it. You must do this because no one can help you but yourself. If you do this, your mind will become smooth. It will become steady and resilient. You will stay away from trouble. You will walk a long way and live a long time. Wisdom sits in places. It is like water that never dries up. You need to drink water to stay alive, don't you? Well, you also need to drink from places. You must remember everything about them. Unquote. Now, that's just absolutely gorgeous and nails it, being alive and awake to everything. We can't do that scrolling on the phones and keeping the earbuds in and paying half attention to someone while we're really looking at the TV overhead in the restaurant. Situational awareness, well, really, we can change those words around. Situational awareness means occasional awareness, and that's just not good enough. That's not the way of the warriors of old. So I do not understand why we're so fawning of this current iteration of saying we want the always is the way. Always awareness was the way. A persistent opening of the sensorium. Now, all the scoutcraft in the world, all the tips and tactics in the world, all the badassery in the world you can shake a tin of Black Rifle coffee at are for nothing if one does not and cannot see. Now, it is quite a bit of a chore to be able to turn on a persistent, always awareness based on indigenous warrior wisdom, but there are actually some easy hacks to get into it. And rather than jumping right into scoutcraft or all the different ways to read clouds and read sign and all this, you got to make sure that the sensory antenna is turned on. And that's the point of, we have a program called the Suaketu program, which is exactly that. It's a morning, a daily 8-minute exercise you do in the morning. And I say exercise, you're actually, you know, sitting still. It is not meditation. You never turn inward with Suaketu. It is always turning outward so you can see the world. See, part of the problem is when we don't see things is there is too much internal moving, you know, navel gazing, as it were, trying to get to the third eye. We don't need that. We got two eyes. They're good enough as it is. Use all of our senses and turn them on. Now, if you want information about this Sua Keto program, again, a morning 8-minute rejuvenator, revitalize, remind you what that you have your eyes and all your senses on the prize, I'll put some links in the show notes. If you can go to our website, extremeselfprotection.com, and you know, we get tons of products over there. But the Sua Keto program, if that floats your boat, have a look at that. I'll put the link in here. We also, if you want more such thing, maunderings on this from history and science, take a look at our blog, indigenousability.com. And also, of course, the podcast. If you like what you're hearing here, well, you like, support, share the podcast. It helps me out. It helps the algorithm gods, you know, pick and choose and lay some ears on this thing. And, of course, if you want to jump in and start living this lifestyle, man, and I'm telling you, it's been providing buku blessings for me. We have a program called the Black Box Subscription Service, where we're given instructional templates each and every month of the year. You want more information on that? Again, I'll provide some links there, and head over to our store, extremeselfprotection.com. Beyond that, recall that pop quiz you took about how well you did, and see if we can improve our scores each and every day, each and every minute, each and every second, and enjoy yourself. Have a good one, crew. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musics.